بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the, do we say, 7th of Ramadan? Because now? 7th. We say 7th of Ramadan. Because this is for tomorrow's card. So I wouldn't say 6 again. 6 tomorrow, going to be 7. 7th day of the month of Ramadan, Friday, 1445 after Hijrah. In bracket, the 7th as well of the month of March, 2025. Okay, before going, there is this question to be answered. Can somebody share the same bed with his wife during the broad day of Ramadan without having any contact? They just lie down together, embracing one another without something taking place conjugally. I am asking, is that lawful? لا يجوز. لماذا تحرم يا شيخ؟ كيف تقول لا يجوز؟
They can't do that because anything that attracts something which leads to sexual
contact.
Yeah.
That's a good observation. You see, prevention is better. To be on the safer side. If you say, well, what? Nothing will happen. And attraction. Something may attract you to the point of polluting and even destroying, even vitiating your fasting. So the best, don't do that. That should be taken into consideration. Inhaling, does it break fasting? Inhaler, does it vitiate and abrogate fasting? Inhaling, it doesn't. It's not a food. It doesn't. Okay. Similarly, tasting food, I said it earlier, tasting food, but the dusty part, as you navigate a road, there are things like dust entering your nose and entries. These two cannot fast your fast. The smell of petrol, kerosene, they are not destroying the fasting. They are not something edible. And you have to live with them because of reality. Looking at a lady with desire to the point of releasing mezi, those mezi is coming out, outpouring. Breakfast?
No.
Mezi cannot, doesn't breakfast. But if it developed to the point of the ejaculation of mani, here comes the trouble. Fasting here automatically gets vitiated, abrogated, and becomes so. We be careful to maintain our fasting, and the moment may Allah be with all of us. Let's take the ayat of today.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم واغفر لأبي إنه كان من الضالين.
These are the prayers offered by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. He says, "Waj'al li lisana sidqin fil akhirin aw fil akhirin." O Allah, appoint for me the tongue of praise. في الآخرين, in those who come later. And Allah gives Ibrahim lisan as-sidq. Everybody wants to be with Prophet Ibrahim. The Jews claim there of Ibrahim. The Christians too. And the Muslims have the bitter claim. Because Allah says, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيَّ وَلَا نَصْرَهُ لَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ. So we are the people connected to Abraham. So don't deceive people by saying there is something called Abrahamic faith. It's a lie. If you mean historically, that can be tolerated. But if you mean it's a way you are concocted to deceive the Muslims, not certain Abrahamics. It's a gimmickry. Historically, chronologically, that can be tolerated. But don't tell me there is anything called Abrahamic faith. Just a whole and corner method. Are you telling me Jews in his Jewish style, Christian saying God, Jesus is God, Muslims, they're all the same? That's what you want to say. That is your aim. And the Muslims have known this. Historically, yes. But religiously, devotionally, capital, no. Muslims, beware. They're an agent of, let me say, darkness through whole and corner method in the name of unity. La lakum dinukum. That does not stop us to live in peace and stability. I am an apostle of what? LTLT. Learning to live together. So there is nothing, it's an aberration to talk of the so-called Abrahamic faith. Yeah. Abrahamism in terms of history, I said it. But devotionally, no. And they're talking on devotional side to deceive the Ummah of Muhammad. So be very, very careful. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ in Baqarah, Ayah 217. So be wary, be very careful. Now, Prophet Abraham said, وَجَعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. I said it. O Allah, appoint for me the tongue of praise amongst those who came or who come after me. And Allah has given him this lisan as-sidq. Okay? Waj'alni min warathati jannati an-na'im. Oh Allah, do make me amongst the inheritors of Jannah full of bounties. Alright? Waghfir li abi innahu kana min ad-dallin. Oh Allah, do forgive my father. He was amongst those that have gone astray, misled. Now, this forgiveness Ibrahim seek or ask for his father, Allah said, no, don't do that. Don't. Then he gives excuse. وَمَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا عَمْ وَدَعِيَ فَلَمَنْ تَبَرَّأَ مِنْ. When it became clear he was Allah's enemy, تَبَرَّأَ مِنْ. Okay? So you don't seek for forgiveness on behalf of a non-believer. Seeking forgiveness is specifically for those who die as truly believing people in Allah the Almighty. That should be understood. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي
وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ.
He goes on saying, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. O Allah, do not cause me to be disgraced, to be in ignominy. All right? The day servant will be resurrected. He is asking Allah not to be caused to be disgraced or to be in ignominy when all the servant will be resurrected. Yawm al-Qiyam. He explained, Yawm la yanfa'u malun wala banun. On such a day, when no wealth, no kid or children will avail benefit to the owner of such things. Because يوم القيامة ليس هناك مال, ليس هناك أولاد, no lawyer, no legal luminary, nobody, it is your deed. So try to make sure your things to protect you. So Prophet Ibrahim is saying, يوم لا ينفع مال, مال, any wealth. You see, there is difference between money and mal. Do you know this? Your naira is your money. But your cellular phone is mal. Something to be sold to generate money can be called mal. It's a wealth. Your car is not money, but it can produce money. Your house is like this. So malu is much wider than just coins. Am I talking? Yeah. Because wealth, you take it and sell. So it says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ, on such a day when no wealth will ever benefit the owner, وَلَا بَنُونَ or even بَنُونَ. He didn't say وَلَا بَنَاتٌ because people prefer بَنُونَ. They cherish, especially the Arabs. So on that way, what you cherish will never, never benefit you. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ, except those who come to Allah with the purest form of heart, if you like, call it mind. القلب السليم هو القلب الذي كان مملوءا بالإيمان والتوحيد والتقوى والطاعة والاختبار والإنابة. يا أخي, without shirk, how can you have قلب السليم? You kill people. How can you have قلب السليم? You go after women, watching bad, bad films. You devote haram. You eat riba. You become munafiq. You having Allahu Akbar. Dirty mind. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Very careful. Underline it. We struggle to own al-qalb al-salim. Eh wallah. Every night, Allahumma atina qalban salim.
Amen.
The afternoon, qalb. During our dying, during going to our graves, we ask Allah to get qalb salim, so that we are raised and resurrected with this kind of mind on that very day. Next ayah.
وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. On that very day, Al-Jannah is brought near to everybody. No, لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, for those who fear Allah. اللهم اجعلنا منهم. Next ayah.
وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ.
You see, in contrast, you have to contrast. Then Al-Jahim, you see, Jahim is one of the names of hellfire. Yeah. Hellfire has seven gates. لَهَا سَبْعَةَ أَبْوَابٍ لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِنْهُ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ. Gate number one, Jahannam. Another gate, Jahim. Another gate, Sa'il. Another gate, Hawiya. Another gate, Khutama. Another gate, Lava. Another gate, Saqara. Saba. La ilaha illallah. So now here Allah says, Jahim Burrizat. Okay? Is brought out. It's exposed. Lil Ghawin, for the transgressors. Go beyond Allah's. Allah said, don't go. He comes, he even crosses. He said, come what may. You will see. Lil Ghawin. Next ayah.
وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ.
وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. It is said unto them, أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. Where are those objects you used to worship? Where are they now? Can they help you now? But let me ask you. Here Allah says, وَقِيلَ. In English, you say, it is said. In English grammar, we call this what? Naam? Is it active voice? It's non-active. Active is qaf, okay. But if it is said, it's passive. Beautiful. The room is swept. The sweeper is not known, so it's passive. Your hair sweeps, that is active. That's number one. Number two, you see, qil is a past tense or future? Past tense. Past tense. But we're talking about al-akhirah yet to come. But the Quran is giving in past tense. You get the logic? What's the reason? Why? The ulama are saying to tell you, consider it done. It has come to pass. Allah says, waqala. Waqalatil malaika. In the hereafter, but the time for them to say has not yet materialized. To tell you, don't entertain any doubt. Take it done. Consider it done. So waqila, it is said to them, aynama kuntum ta'budun. Where are those objects used to wash in the life that is by God?
Min dunillahi hal yansurunakum aw yantasirun.
What you used to worship min dunillah, beside Allah. Allah is the name of our creator. It is unparalleled. It is unequal. The Englishman says God. He makes plural. He says gods. But you can say Allah's. Very unique. He says goddess, female. You can say Allah's. Impossible. The name is uniquely unique. They say Godfather. You can say Allah Father. The name Allah is unparalleled, unique, unequal, uncomparable. Huwa Rabbuna, wa Malikuna, wa Ma'buduna. Okay? So, the one you worship, min dunillah, hal yansurunakum, aw yantasirun. Now your idols, can they help you now? Can they help you from going to the hellfire? Or alternatively, yantasirun, can they help themselves? They can neither help you nor themselves. Toothless, dark, unimportant. So why do you waste your time worshiping them now?
فَكُبْكِبُوا فِيهَا هُمْ وَالْغَاوُونَ
فَكُبْكِبُوا. From kabkaba you kabkibu kabkabatan. Fakubukibu fafu'lilu fa'alala you fa'alilu. You have to study sarf, etymology in Arabic language, okay? You got to learn, it's very important because Arabic has balagha as everything. Fakubukibu, which kind of a feel is this? Kabkaba. You kabkibu. Yeah, I'm not asking the grammatical configuration. The etymological configuration. Kabkaba, you kabkibu, and kabkabatan. Fa'alala, you fa'alilu, fa'alalatan. It's pleasant, I know, man. I'm talking about the etymological configuration. In sarf, hadha fi'lu ruba'i. Because kabkaba is fa'alala. Zakzaka, fa'alala. Harjama wahakaba. So kabkaba fi'l mudhari say yukabkibu. That's the rule in Arabic language. So for kubkibu fiha wal ghawun, they are forcefully thrown min kabkaba. Kada gajin kakawa kasa matalani. For kubkibu thrown abruptly fiha in the hellfire whom they wal ghaun and other transgressors, they're in chain. La ilaha illallah. Wajunudu Iblis, you read it, along with the company and the you see, the jaysh, the army of Iblis ajma'un all together. قالوا وهم فيها
قالوا وهم فيها يختصمون تالله إن كنا لفي ضلال مبين إذ نسويكم برب العالمين.
Now they are now entangled in the hellfire, in the hellish life, Iblis and those he caused them to be destroyed. Those who care to obey him, now in the center of Jahannam. Inside it, Allah says, قَالُوا وَهُمْ فِيهَا يَخْتَصِمُونَ. They say in it, quarreling. يَخْتَصِمُونَ. Quarreling. Okay? That is what you call it. Blame game, apportioning blame. يختصمون. تَاللَّهِ إِن كُنَّا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. By Allah, we used to be in evident error. طَلَال. In the dunya, kunna, we used to be in evident misguidance. We now understand now. Too late to cry when it is cut off. Now you are lamenting, blame game. They say, Tallahi, by Allah, in kunna lafi dhalalim mubin. We used to be in evident error in the world. How? Idh nusawwikum bi rabbil alameen. We used to equate you with the Lord of the world. Now the followers are now telling the leaders who misled them, we used to be in error, we used to equate you with Allah the Almighty. Okay, didn't you know? You know. And this lamenting will never help you. That is the khusuma, the quarrel between the followers and the followed, the teachers and the taught, the leaders and the led, the governors and the governed. Get it well? So they were quarreling. We used to equate you with the Lord of the worlds. Then, وَمَا أَضَلَّنَا إِلَّا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Nobody destroyed us, nobody caused us to go astray, but the criminals, the criminally minded people. Then why did you follow them? What is your common sense? لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Next ayah.
فَمَا لَنَا مِن شَافِعِينَ وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ.
Now, Allahu Akbar, the painful confession. The painful confession. They say, فَمَا لَنَا مِن شَافِعٍ. We are hopeless. We have nobody to intercede for us. شَافِعٍ, interceder. Somebody to intercede. To be an advocate, we don't have such now. It's hellfire now. Wala sadiqin hamim, no bosom friend. You know bosom friend? Who can fight for you? Closest friend, hamim, who fights for you, who defends in your absence. In this hellfire, wala sadiqin hamim. We don't have any friend. That is close. La ilaha illallah. Next ayah.
فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Look at it. فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. فَلَوْ. In Arabic, لَوْ حَرْفُ الْإِمْتِنَاعِ لِلْإِمْتِنَاعِ. حَرْفُ الْإِمْتِنَاعِ الْجَوَابِ لِإِمْتِنَاعِ الشَّرْعِ. If I say, لَوْ جِئْتَنِي لَأَعْطَيْتُكَ قَلَمًا. لو جلست لنصحتك لو أكلت لشبعت. And on and on and on. لو means if you had, or had you come, I would have given you this. That means you didn't come. Correct?
Yes.
So the ulama are saying لو is the later of denial of an answer because of the absence of condition. If you had come, you will receive my pain. I don't have it. Unlike Lawla. Lawla harfu tahakkuk lit tahakkuk. So now they are saying, فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً, had we have a second chance. Oh God, give us a chance. Go back to the dunya. We'll correct. That is karra. Very late. Very, very late. فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً, if we will have a second chance, a repeat of life, karra. فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, hoping to be amongst the believers. The believers lived here, they did well in paradise. You did bad, you deserve it. No going back. La ilaha illallah. Naam.
Inna fi dhalika la ayah, wa ma kana aktharuhum mu'minin. Wa inna rabbaka lahuwal azizur rahim.
If you can recall and remember vividly, I told you from the onset that this style of Inna fi dhalika la inshuara occurs how many times?
Six.
Completely.
Six.
Completely. From
six.
Beginning to the end.
Six.
So far, how many stop here?
Three.
This is the third.
The
third one. Okay, keep on counting. Yeah, at the end of it. You can do assignments privately. You come with the answer maybe tomorrow. Tell us how many times these occur. Inna fi dhalika la ayah. In this thing you heard, wallahi, there is an ayah for those to think. The life, the death, the hellfire, the quarantine you heard, there is an ayah, there is food for thought. You remember, then wa makana akthar mu'min, but most of them are not, and we are not believers. Wa inna rabbaka lahuwa al-aziz al-rahim, your Lord certainly is al-aziz, the irresistible, magnificent, okay, and al-rahim, the specially gracious or merciful. Now, after hearing a bit about Prophet Abraham, we go to the next prophet. Naam.
كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين إذ قال لهم أخوهم نوح ألا تتقون.
كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين. Why wouldn't say كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين؟ Why? You say, كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ إِلْ. Is there a nun there? What is it? Naam? Naqal. I want you to keep this. No. Study Quran well. It's called Naqal in Quranic science. It's a situation where you have double decritical, then you put nun. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ إِلْ مُرْسَلِينَ. The community of Prophet Noah. In English, they say Noah. N-O-A-H. But is this chronological? The narrative. Is it chronological? It's not. Because chronologically, Noah comes before Abraham. That's what I mean. But in this context, it's not on chronological basis. Alright? The people of Noah denied the messengers. That is the meaning. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. People of Nuh, his community, denied al-mursaleen, the messengers. But somebody might say or may say, but they denied only Nuh. But why is it what? Because if you deny one messenger, it's as good as you deny all of them. That's why لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ. Denying one prophet means then all, because they bring the same message. Alright? So the people of Noah denied the messengers. If when قَالَ لَهُمْ نُوحٌ, Nuh said to them, that is their brother, أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, can't you fear Allah? Wouldn't you have God consciousness? إني لكم
رسول أمين.
إني لكم رسول أمين. Certainly, I am a messenger, reliable, trustworthy. All of the messengers of Allah were trustworthy. Amin is from amana. None of them refused to, you know, convey the message. Naam.
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ.
So fear Allah and obey me. Next ayah.
وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
I don't ask you for any wage, ajr. I don't ask you, give me money to give you the message. I don't do that. I don't ask you for any wage. In ajriya, my wage, illa ala rabbil alamin, exclusively rest with the Lord of the creation. That's the message. Allahu Akbar. Next ayah.
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ.
So fear Allah and obey me.
قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ لَكَ وَاتَّبَعَكَ الْأَرْذَلُونَ.
You see, they interjected. قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ لَكَ وَاتَّبَعَكَ الْأَرْذَلُونَ. How can we obey you when the wretched people, the common people, are with you? Arrogance. Hydra-headedness, stone-headedness, stiff-neckedness, because of haughtiness. How can we follow you? Al-Ardhalun. Imagine, the wretched people. No money, no property. They follow you. How can we? You see the broken, speaking mercy. They say, lie, lie, it no go be possible. La ilaha illallah. We will never obey you because al-ardhalun are those who obey you. Is it the reason? Look, position with Allah is not about cloth.
No.
It's not about money. It's not about mansions. At-taqwa hahuna. So, oh Allah, give us taqwa.
Amen.
Naam.
قال وما علمي بما كانوا يعملون.
قال Prophet Noah or Nuh عليه السلام answers them by saying وما علمي بما كانوا يعملون. Well, I don't know what they're doing. The content of their hearts is unknown to me. They are Allah's created entities, His servant. What they do, only Allah knows. So I will not judge, I'm not going to be judgmental. Yeah. So I don't know. Like why Allah says in Surah to Yusuf, وَمَا شَهِدْنَا إِلَّا بِمَا عَلِّمْنَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِلْغَيْبِ حَافِظِ. So مَا إِلْمِي بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
إِنْ حِسَابُهُمْ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّي لَوْ تَشْعُرُونَ.
In hisab, their recompense, or the judgment to be delivered on them is not on me. Illa ala Rabbi, rest with my Lord. Lord Tashurun, if only you have the feeling on that. Next year.
وَمَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
وَمَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I'm not the one to chase away the believers. They came to me. How can I chase them away? Naam.
إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ.
I am but a clear warner. Next ayah.
قَالُوا لَئِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا نُوحُ لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمَرْجُومِينَ.
They say, oh, ye Nuh, لَئِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا نُوحُ. If you don't desist, if you don't stop preaching this message, لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمَرْجُمِ. We'll be the one to be thrown with stones. We'll pebble you. Imagine Allah's Prophet to be stoned is because of level of kufr and disbelief. Next ayah.
قَالَ رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِي كَذَّبُونَ.
He gets connected to Allah. قَالَ, he said, رَبِّ, my Lord, إِنَّ قَوْمِي, my community, كَذَّبُونَ, have denied me. Now,
فافتح بيني وبينهم فتحا ونجني ومن معي من المؤمنين.
فافتح بيني وبينهم فتحا. Oh Allah, give a decisive clearance. فتحا. Decisive clearance, a way out between me and them. ومن معي ونجني, and save me and those with me من من المؤمنين amongst the believers. نعم.
فأنجيناه ومن معه في الفلك المشحون.
Okay. فأنجيناه, we saved him. Who is that him? Should I ask you, who can tell me the geography of Prophet Noah? Where did he live? The geography of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Muhammad, is Arabia.
No.
Geography of Noah and Hud. Who knows? Okay, I give you assignment. Check it tomorrow, bring the answer. Yeah. Where did he turn? Where did he live? Prophet Noah, for how many years did he live preaching? 950 years. La ilaha illallah. Out of 1,000 years, minus 50. فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. Doing one thing. Allahu Akbar. Nur Abdullah. They humiliated him. They denigrated him. They disparaged him. They did everything inimical against Prophet Nur alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, Allah says, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ, we saved Prophet Nuh, وَمَنْ مَعَهُ, along with those with him, فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْهُولِ, in a field of sheep. You know what happened? You know, in the sheep, you know, he collected people, and they sailed across the river, مَشْهُولِ, filled up. And they sailed through, and Allah's saving mechanism reached them. Noah was saved, but he had a son who was a kafir. His name is Kan'an. He disbelieved him. And unfortunately as well, Prophet Noah had a wife that was also a disbeliever. وَمْرَأَةَ نُوهٍ وَمْرَأَةَ لُوطٍ. Two women married good people. Lut's wife and Noah's wife. But they are kuffar. Their association didn't help them. To tell you, you will all get benefit depending on your iman, not because of your genealogical connection. That should be looked into, should be taken into consideration. So Allah saved him along with those with him, fil fulk, in a ship that is full of created entities. Now,
ثم أغرقنا بعد الباقين.
ثم أغرقنا بعد الباقين. We drawn after a while الباقين, the remainders, those who remained. After Noah was saved, the remainders were unbelievers, they were drawn. So drawing occurred on Pharaoh. It also occurred on Noah's people. Two instances. Okay, next ayah.
إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين.
And how many?
وإن ربك لهو العزيز الرحيم.
إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين. In this there is آية, signs. وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين. Most of them were unbelievers. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Your Lord certainly is Al-Aziz, the irresistible, the magnificent, and Al-Rahim, the specially merciful. Is that the end?
Yes.
Come to end.
It's an important point.
Okay.
It's a point.
No?
It's another point.
Yeah, it's another point of stopping. It's a very critical point. So we're going to stop here. Inshallah ta'ala, continuation follows tomorrow by Allah's will, asking Allah the Almighty to bless all of us, to make our Ramadan one of the blissful ones. اللهم اجعلنا من اتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا ونفقاتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا من المرحومين. اللهم نسألك إيمانا صادقا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خشيا يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. ومن ثم إن شاء الله تعالى.